That's the one.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Daggett County Commission and RDA meeting. It's Tuesday, March 17th, 2026 at 9 a.m. We'll begin with invocation offered by Commissioner Acey, and then we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our Father in Heaven, as we begin this commission meeting this day, we're thankful for the opportunity we have of serving the county of Daggett and the citizens inside the area. We ask thee for inspiration and help in trying to find the answers to the problems that may arise, and that we can be able to be efficient and do the right thing at the right time. And we ask thee to bless us with the moisture we need to keep the area beautiful, and that we can be a part of the beauty that thou has made for us. And we're thankful for all we've been given, and say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
It's one thing I don't have to get up again.
Please rise and join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. In the building today, we have Commissioner Acey and myself. Commissioner Lytle's excused today. Lorinda Isaacson, Peggy White, and Jordan Hewitt, Brett Reynolds, and Cordell McCracken. And online virtually, we have our attorney, Kent Snyder, Adam Roundy, Michelle Miller, and Dana Dixon. Welcome, everyone. Appreciate you being with us today. All right, I would entertain a motion to go in and out of the RDA meeting.
I'll make that motion.
And I'll second it. We have a motion and a second to go in and out of the redevelopment agency meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Issue updates for discussion. Anything that we need to talk about that's pertinent to the redevelopment agency. Or the Municipal Building Authority. Affordable workforce housing. EMS, CMT, Sheriff's Office updates. I don't see anybody from the Sheriff's Department here, at least not at this time. Airports.
Yeah, have an update. Kent, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You should be getting or have gotten a DocuSign for the Dutch John Airport.
I have not seen. I did see one for a night instrument rating review,
yes,
for Bullet, but I haven't seen anything for Dutch John, but I, yeah.
Okay, well, if you do get one for Dutch John, it is it is legit. The state has changed the process where they used to be just a simple agreement that the commission would sign and send back to them. Now it's going through what they call their black cat site. And Matt had to sign it, Lorinda had to sign it, and it should be to you next. And this is for the Dutch John Airport Preservation Project. So be on the look.
I think I did see that.
If you don't get it, I was going to say, if you haven't got it or whatever, it should be. When did you sign it, Lorinda?
Yesterday,
yeah, you should have probably got it yesterday.
You know what?
Yesterday afternoon.
Okay.
You did. Can you resend it?
I don't know how to resend it.
No,
it should be automated.
It should be automated. I'll check on it on the state side and see where it's at to make sure you get it.
But it's okay. I found it. I deleted it. I thought it was junk. No, it didn't look legit.
That's why I wanted to bring it up to you.
Thank you. Yeah, I didn't recognize the source, and so I automatically deleted it. But now I got it right here. Okay, thank you.
Okay, that needs to be signed. So that's what I was afraid of, and yeah.
He's probably superstitious. Black cat, he didn't dare
respond
to it.
I didn't recognize the, you know, it appeared as a state document, but it was coming from a source I didn't recognize. It looked like a phishing email, so I deleted it.
My apologies for not giving you a heads up. Also to you, Lorinda, I should have given you a heads up that it was coming.
I called Matt.
Yeah. Because I probably would have done what you did, Ken. So.
And okay, Cordell's proud of you.
Yep.
I'm a bit paranoid.
that's actually the proper way to do it. If you're uncertain, don't do it. Right?
Okay, I've got it right here. Thank you. I'm signing it right now.
Okay. With that, the project has been out for advertising. And we've been sending it out to a bunch of contractors. And
there's a copy of that.
And everything else. So, and it's due in 3 weeks. We have it due, the bids are due on a Monday. I think I put in there 3 o'clock or 3:30. And then that way, on the 7th, I think it's the 7th, then we'll open up the bids and see where we're at. And go from there.
Sounds good. Thanks, Brett.
So that's the status, and I think that's all. And we are getting a lot closer on the ILA project, which I'll talk about later.
While you're there,
yeah,
will you give us an update on the Highway 43 bike path trail project?
We can do that. And I can also give you an update on Browns Park.
Perfect.
So let me talk to you about Browns Park. So they are under construction, actively over there doing it. So we had a good meeting, pre-con meeting with them. Spent a bunch of time over there with Sean. The project did come under budget, so we're already been talking about them, about doing some extra work over there within the project budget. So we're working that out with Sean and the road district. And so, yeah, they expect to have it all done fairly quickly. You know. That's it. On the bike trail, I've submitted the stuff to Division of Water Quality to get their 100-day process started. Been working with Kevin. I got to give him, I talked to him a couple weeks ago. He said he was going to call me last week, and he didn't. So I got to get a hold of Kevin and figure out what's going on there.
Kevin Hacking,
yes,
with USDA.
Yeah. And so I sent him an email yesterday, and when I get back to town today, I'll stop by his office and ask him what's going on. And then we've come up with a plan to use the Manila old sewer lagoons, approach the city with it. They had a city-town meeting the other night. Matt attended that, and indications are it went well. So they've agreed that they're going to work with us on that, and we're going to submit that to the Army Corps as a potential wetland mitigation site, and if they approve that, then we're off and running. If they don't, then we're back looking for a wetland mitigation site. So I feel pretty confident about it, but you never know. And then the real question everybody asks me, so how long is that going to take? It's like, if you could tell me that. Let's have some real discussions. But I have no idea how long it's going to take for the Army Corps to respond, but I will be hounding them to get it done. So, and then at that point, we'll be looking at budget. Kind of on a side note, we had a project over in Tabiona that was just opened up this week, and we had 12 bidders on it. We used to have like one or two. Have 12 bidders. And the prices, the low bidder was like 68% of our estimate. Yeah. So things would be a really good time for us to get this out, and maybe we get some really good prices on this trail project. That's what we're looking at. And we have been successful in getting Lewis & Lewis out of Rock Springs to bid on projects. They're actually going to supply the asphalt for the Browns Park project, which means that now Lewis & Lewis is back in town, and they're going to be using their parent company, can't remember the name of it, but they're using their parent company to help us with doing the stuff through UDOT. And then they've been talking to the Utah Department of Transportation about getting their plant certified up there, and had a really good talk with them, and no indications that it'll go bad at all. So
good.
So yeah, that's going to help out, and I think it was a good push. And I know I was talking to Lewis & Lewis, they were a little excited about it. And it's definitely putting Burdick's on notice that there's another competitor in town. And coming out of Rock Springs, I think when you think about going to Rock Springs or Vernal from here, it's probably a lot faster to go to Rock Springs, especially with a big truck. So, yeah.
So can I ask when you spoke with them?
With?
Lewis & Lewis.
Yep.
Was it recently?
Yeah.
Very recently?
Uh-huh.
Because I called them about 3 weeks ago about doing our parking here in the park for an outdoor rep grant, and they weren't responsive to it.
Okay. I can...
So it might, if you get the grant, that might be something to tie in with part of the bike path, maybe.
Yeah.
Make it a bigger project.
Well, I think with the funds that you're providing... with that, you know, that door rack and all that, I think that would be applicable.
Yeah. Well, Brett could probably provide you with some additional contact information. Sometimes it's just getting a hold of the right person.
Right person, yeah. I called three different places, and I didn't get a whole lot of, I got a little bit of help, but not exactly what I needed, but figured I'd wait and see if we get the grant first,
yeah.
And then jump both feet.
Yeah, but I'd be more than happy to help you with that, because they were real excited about
okay,
it.
Okay, good.
And they were... say, yeah, we got to get back into Daggett County. You know, their comment was, we used to do a lot of work down here. We have it. It's like, well, we need to get you down here.
Good.
And, yeah. So, no, I think we definitely, yeah. Okay. I agree with Matt. Probably just haven't talked to the right person.
Could be. There was another company in Rock Springs in Kilgore.
Kilgore, yeah. That's their parent company.
Well, Kilgore told me they would not come to our zip code.
Yeah, Lewis & Lewis, so.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
And with the Kilgore connection, so they can use the Kilgore licensing and all that, and basically work as Kilgore through Lewis & Lewis.
Okay. Perfect.
That's exactly the discussions I had with with them, and that's how we're doing it on Browns Park, because they're supplying some of the material down there and doing the asphalt, but they're having to run a lot of it, quote unquote, through Kilgore.
Okay.
We'll make it work.
Good, good. All right, thanks, Brett.
You bet.
Clinic updates. Randy, do you have any updates for us?
Yeah, waiting on doors, and the sheetrockers are supposed to be back in town tomorrow. Got one more load of sheetrock to get in, and then have it. Just have to finish up. I think that they're starting to take. Maybe Thursday.
So, good progress.
Yeah, they're supposed to have started on the line to the propane tank yesterday, but they didn't. So that's any time, too.
Good. All right. Any discussion on roads? We already had the update on the bike path. Code enforcement issues. Legislation discussion. I think I saw Lynn pop in and maybe pop out. Lynn Sittard, Lynn, are you with us? You may come back in.
Matt, can I give you an update on the code enforcement?
Yes, please.
Just real quick, Joseph went out and took, let's back up a little bit. P&Z has identified about 10 properties that may be out of compliance. I had the sheriff's office assigned a deputy. They've gone out and taken preliminary photos of all potential violations. We're reviewing them this week. We'll be sending out letters to notify anyone who is out of compliance and giving them 30 days to bring their property into compliance. So that's where we are. There's about 10 new properties that we're working on.
It's that time of the year. So, okay.
Yes.
Thanks, Kent.
I spoke with Lori Haslam on the GoYo. GoYo has now gone back to GoEd. They're no longer GoYo. They've changed back again.
Okay.
The rural county grant has not changed. They left it.
Good.
Wind up passing, so that one has remained the same. There's not been any other stipulations that were put on it. The $600,000 grant, that one, it remained with the same funding as it had last year, but that was down quite a bit from the year before, but they didn't remove any of the funding from it. So
good.
One more year.
At least.
One more year at least on that one.
Hopefully many more years, but
yeah.
One more that's been funded. Very good. Hello, Lynn. Welcome. Do you have anything for us today? Lynn, are you there? Can you hear us? All right. We'll come back to Lynn if he is able to comment, give us an update. Michelle, welcome. Do you have anything specific for us today?
Good morning. No, I don't. We're just working on just trying to get your information up to date with your towns. That's John and Noah. Working with them to get the EOP so they recognize Leonard as being the emergency manager, which that has gone well. So other than that, we are just moving forward and doing the update on the EOP. I have no information on the grants. They have not released any funding. So we're still waiting on that.
Okay. Thanks for all your efforts. Appreciate you being at that town council meeting on Thursday. And I know you went to one in Dutch John recently as well. So thanks for your efforts on our behalf.
Michelle?
You are welcome. Yes, ma'am.
What is the... thing that's going on in Vernal in at the high school and that. Do you know?
Oh,
we invited Leonard and Katie came down for some of those meetings because Heidi has been on maternity leave. So they're hoping to support Mike County DRC. And Leonard was going to speak in a several business, but Carrie or Nina could come in and actually just speak in the EOC or observe the exercise, which would be really good. And it's Friday. The actual exercise, active shooter, is Friday. And it starts, so we have to sign in at 7.
So an active shooter exercise scenario.
Yes.
Scenario. Okay.
And Daggett County is participating
in some
yes.
form participating.
Yes.
Good.
Yes, they're actually supporting, so if Heidi can't make that, because like I said, she's been on maternity leave, she has a brand new baby at home. So with the EM, with the region plan, that is part of a resource that the EMs can reach out to each other. So Leonard and Katie have helped follow through with those meetings and help support that in the event. And it's good for them to observe that exercise as well. So if you have people that want to come observe that, let Leonard know so he can get you on the list. And whoever's going to be there has to be there at 7 o'clock to sign in, because otherwise the doors are going to be shut and they won't allow anybody in if it's after 7.
Very good. Thank you. All right, moving on. Tourism update.
Praise the Gorge was a huge success. For our first year, we had 27 people show up and plunge. Search and Rescue was amazing for their help with that. We had the ambulance show up just in case, and then we had businesses donate and was there to sell like hot chocolate and stuff too. So huge thank you to them.
Next time, turn the wind down.
Yeah, hopefully. The other thing we have, our event grants open right now until April 5th. So if you have any businesses or organizations or any individual that's planning on hosting an event or wants to start one, we have those open.
And that's through our local TTAB board.
Yeah, we have two so far.
So we'd like to see some more. So definitely try to help us spread the word with that.
Good.
Our billboard was installed and it looks great.
It's amazing.
The one over by Evans?
Yeah, you can
see it. It's funny I didn't see it when I drove through.
Well, do you drive with your eyes closed?
When did you drive through?
30.
Oh, yeah. It's just outside of Evanston, just as you're passing the that last rest stop, right before the gates close, it's over on that side. So if you're headed home, it's on that.
Oh, I was looking on the other side.
No, it's on the other side.
Over by where the buffalo are.
Opposite side.
No wonder I missed it.
So,
Well, good.
Other than that, really good. So.
Gearing up for another great year.
Yes.
Right?
Well, we do have a new event with the shooting range. May 1st and 2nd, we're trying a Glen Gorge Outlaw Shoot. So it's an overnight, people come in Friday night, register, have dinner, practice, and then Saturday they can compete in all, like, shotgun, rifle, pistol, trap, and axe throwing.
What was the day, April?
Or May 1st and 2nd.
May 1st and 2nd, yep. Sorry, thank you.
What are they calling it?
Flaming Gorge Outlaw Shoot. And registration will open for that on the 23rd, so we're hoping to get some good.
That's good.
You guys, your skeet shoot coming up March 21st?
Oh, yeah, we have another trap shoot March 21st. We do one usually, try to do once a month.
There's good synergy there.
Yeah, everything's going really good.
That's awesome.
I think Lynn might have hopped on the queue for you.
Did you answer?
Lynn, can you hear us yet?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I've been able to hear you the whole time, but I've been computer illiterate. I've been here trying to figure out how come you couldn't hear me.
Well, sorry for the frustration. Thank you for being with us. Do you have anything for us today?
The only thing I have, I've been getting, I don't know if you guys are hearing conversation, but I've been getting a bunch of phone calls wondering why Senator Curtis is against the SAVE Act. I don't know if you're hearing scuttlebutt up there about that or not, but if you do, if you could just let people know that he is actually a co-signer on that SAVE Act with Lee and in favor of it. But the reason that people are looking down at him right now is because Trump has been hinting that he wants him to blow up the filibuster in order to get that through, and he's afraid of what will happen when we get a new president if we ever blow up that filibuster, because the Democrats don't like the filibuster. So he's in favor of the SAVE Act, but he says he will not blow up the filibuster in order to get it through. So people are taking that wrong, thinking that he's against the SAVE Act.
Well, that's good information, Lynn. Thank you.
And that's all I've got, unless you've got something for me.
Nothing comes to mind at this point, so.
All right, I'll just listen in. Thank you.
Thanks, Lynn. All right, any citizens that would like to make public comment today? All right. Let's move on to review the financials, the cash summary, and the accounts receivable report. And I didn't do minutes yet.
I was just going to ask that question.
Just sit back and watch that? Me implode, huh?
Yeah. I wanted to wait for you to get done before I embarrassed you.
Let's go back to the minutes, since I have overlooked them. I just want to make things as difficult as I can for the clerk's office and their minutes, so my apologies. So we have a set of minutes to review from our previous meeting Tuesday, March 10th, 2026.
She might be sitting in the middle of us here pretty quick.
That's
both in line.
It's entirely possible. It might be a good effort on her part. All right. To the minutes. I got excited, I guess. My apologies.
Well, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for the commission meeting that was held on March 6th, 10th. Yeah, yesterday was the 16th, right?
I'll second the motion. So a motion and a second's been made to approve the draft minutes from Daggett County Commission and RDA meeting from Tuesday, March 10th, 2026. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, now to the cash summary and accounts receivable report.
The cash summary and accounts receivable report as of March 13th, 2026.
I'll second the motion. A motion and a second has been made to acknowledge the receipt of the cash summary and the accounts receivable report as of March 13th, 2026. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, moving on to the open invoice register.
So I'll make a motion to approve the open invoice register dated March 15th, 2026, in the amount of $15,133.67.
I'll second the motion. Motion and the second's been made to approve the open invoice register for Daggett County as of 3/15/2026 in the amount of $15,133.67. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Now to the disbursement summary for the county. All right, disbursement summary for consideration.
To approve the disbursement summary dated March 5th to March 15th, 2026, in the amount of $181,863.99.
I'll second the motion. That's all. Motion and a second's been made to acknowledge the receipt of the disbursement summary for Daggett County from 3/5 to 3/15/2026 in the amount of $181,863.98. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, correspondence is next. And calendar review. There was some correspondence in the packet. An inquiry about the date of the county convention and Lincoln Day dinner. I think we've been given those dates by the Republican committee.
I believe so. Let's ask Carrie. I think she has those dates, maybe.
Carrie, are you able to help us with the dates of the county convention and the Lincoln Day dinner? I know that the caucus is tonight at, is it 6 or 7?
7.
7 o'clock here in the courthouse, I believe. So 7 o'clock tonight is the Republican, the neighborhood caucus meeting. I think there's one in Dutch John as well, most likely at the town hall.
Yeah, if you give me 1 second, I'll look up those dates.
Thank you, Carrie. So we'll get that. Any other correspondence?
So April 7th is the county convention, and that's at 6 o'clock. And that's here at the courthouse.
You said April 7th?
Yes. And then June 6th is the Lincoln Day dinner or luncheon, whatever. I'm not sure the time on that yet.
Okay.
And that was June 7th?
June 6th.
June 6th.
I said, I wrote the bid.
Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome.
Any other correspondence? All right, let's move on to calendar review. Mentioned the caucus meetings, neighborhood caucus meetings tonight at 7. There are a number of public hearings in conjunction with planning and zoning on Thursday. I think they start at 5 o'clock with their planning and zoning meeting after the public hearings. Also, on the 19th, I got an email from Kevin. It's not Kevin. Keith Heaton with the Rural Utah Infrastructure Coalition about a tour in the basin. I think that's tomorrow, or not tomorrow, Thursday, the 19th. Concerning some, I think it was, sorry. Excuse me, some energy investment people were going to come in and tour the basin. I think it's directly related to like data center sites and those types of infrastructure projects. I'm gonna try to get over to it, but I need to perhaps rearrange a couple of things on my schedule. I have heard that. I haven't got any specific information.
I haven't either. I've just been on two Zoom calls with Duchesne and Uinta County. The governor is pushing that.
So what is that? Do you have more information?
I don't have a whole lot more. I know that they're working and setting up some time frames to come in and talk to everybody about what it looks like. It's supposed to be something small. It's not something huge, but they are... That was the gist of it, was the governor is looking to put a small module in each county in the state.
Not to interrupt, but did you see the nuclear reactor that was flown in from California on the big planes 3 or 4 weeks ago?
Yeah, and it was heading to...
They flew it in from California to Hill Air Force Base and then unloaded it onto 8 or 10 semi trucks and took it to Emory County, and it's down here at our research center. So I think what you're talking someday in your counties is something just a little larger and similar to what's being tested in Emory County right now.
Thanks, Lynn.
And there's a celebration of life for Stu Lee the 20th, or Saturday.
21st.
Yeah, isn't that Saturday?
I think that was at the Senior Center.
Yes.
Thank you for that reminder. Okay, anything else on calendar? Okay. Well, it's time for us to take a recess so that we can conduct our Municipal Building Authority meeting. So we'll recess at this time at 9:39.